Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Tracers, man.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:36. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. At the dance party down here in the basement.
You're gonna hurt yourself. Calm down.
I got my fluffy boots on.
Perfect.
I'm hula hooping.
Looking hot in your fluffy boots. Anyway, we got to keep removing. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, growing and want to grow with you. Your topic for today: name something that was extremely popular during your childhood that would give your age away. All right, don't say your age, but just say something from your childhood that'd be like, oh, damn, okay, you're this old. You're this old. I was going to say one, Hunter, but I don't know if it's enough to give away my age, because I don't know if they're as popular, but I'm just going to say it. Mongoose bicycle.
Oh, yeah. There you go, kid. There you go. You got the mongoose, huh? Did you get it for Christmas?
Dude, I wanted a mongoose bicycle so bad, and I never got one. Because they were just... No, they were too expensive.
They were expensive. I got one, just one, and it was, man, my brother and I got two bikes, and woo, I'll tell you what, that was one of the best gifts. I got the one that had like the big pegs.
Oh,
you had your skinny, pegs, and then they came out with a version of the mongoose that had just monster pegs.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
So you go grinding, your buddy can ride on the back. Yeah, it's I'm looking at photos of it from my childhood, and dude, it was the dopest bike in the world. It still is. It still is one of the coolest looking bikes in my mind. And then you'd get the magnetic brakes, so you could spin the handlebars all the way around. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah. You do a wheelie, and I used to do a wheelie and spin them around.
Eh.
I always wanted to ride backwards. I could never do it.
If I could have gotten a silver mongoose with the pegs and the red mongoose writing on there, forget about it.
Yeah. I think mine was red. I had a red mongoose.
That's dumb. That's not as cool as a silver one.
Shut up. Your silver one sucks.
But yeah, so if I'm going to give away my age with something, I'm just say mongoose bike right there.
That's a hard one to top, honestly.
Yeah.
God, my foot would always, it had like spikes for the pedals. My foot would always slip off and just gouge my shins.
Oh, it'd shatter your shins. Just absolutely destroy them, for sure.
Still have scars.
Yeah.
I got one, too. I just got to say one word. Crossfire!
Crossfire!
You can do it, too!
Crossfire!
Crossfire!
Oh, my God. That was another thing. Like, God, they knew how to market to kids back then. They did.
Yeah.
They did. Bam.
They filmed that commercial in space.
Crossfire! Crossfire!
Yeah. That's how I got one, or my cousin got one first. I've told this story on the radio before, but if you guys haven't heard it, my cousin from Florida brought his Crossfire to Michigan one Christmas. We get all the family together. And the first thing I do is I eat all of the steel balls from his Crossfire game, so we couldn't play it. Because I ate all the steel balls. Everybody was pissed.
What's wrong with you? God, you're the worst.
I had to go to the bathroom in my mom's stocking for a week. And then she shipped all the balls back to Florida.
Crossfire, you can eat the balls. Crossfire. Crossfire.
Oh, God, dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about. If you were just to say, guess my age by this Crossfire, I'd know exactly how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how old you are. Awesome.
Oh, you were born in 85?
Yeah, perfect. Exactly. Everyone wanted Crossfire. Great answers. I think great start. So we got Mongoose and we got Crossfire. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I'm looking at these answers on Facebook, man. We got some awesome ones. And we're going to try and guess. We're going to try and guess some ages when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning.
There you go. This is something from our childhood.
Yeah. Say Jurassic Park. That would work.
You know? I went and saw this at the Loma.
Oh, at the Loma. Man. Nice.
At the Loma Theater. My parents took me in. And man, I tell you what, that 2 hours of Jurassic Park the first time changed my life.
You probably ran out of there. Ah, give me away for the dinosaurs.
That's crazy.
So your topic for the day, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur and Benton Township. Name something that was extremely popular during your childhood that would give away your age. Let's take a couple phone calls here, see what you got. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the parachute pants?
Parachute pants. So you got to be in your 40s.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I heard you guys saying like mid-80s, so you're a little younger than I am, but parachute pants?
I like it.
Cool. I love your show, guys. You do a great job.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Go put on some parachute pants and cut a rug, all right?
Stop.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, later, man.
Gliding across that stage, man. Just gliding.
And you know what? They need to come back because those pants were comfortable as hell, man.
So were they? What kind of material were they? Were they softer or were they actual like the?
I think it's something they use like on spaceships, man. I don't know. They were super. They were super reflective. I honestly, the only problem is they did not breathe well. Like you had plenty of room, but no air passed through those pants.
You know,
none. None.
I did have a pair of those as a kid.
Let's take another phone call here. What's something that was extremely popular during your childhood that would give your age away? WIRX, hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Stingray bicycles.
Stingray bicycles. Damn, that's throwing you back. I'm going to say you're 56.
Thank you very much.
My mom had a Stingray bicycle back in the day. Nice, nice. Good answer, Captain Dave. Good answer.
And a kazoo.
Oh, Christ.
A kazoo.
Your toys.
Everybody had a kazoo back then, man.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm sure parents loved it.
Oh, yeah. We kazooed them to death. I still got one probably in my office somewhere. I'll let you go. I know you're busy.
All right. We'll see
you. That's funny, dude. I had a kazoo for about 3 minutes one time in my life until my dad snatched it. He burnt that thing.
Yep. Never again. Never again.
Yeah. What was the one that you'd blow into and it would spin like a turbo?
It was kind of like a kazoo. Very similar. God, that Stingray bicycle. I had to look at that's the one with the big old banana seat. The big old banana seat on there.
Worth some money.
Yeah.
Worth some money.
He got one. So let's take a look at Facebook. Name something that was extremely popular during your childhood that would give your age away. Vicky said Bozo Show and Hee-Haw.
Oh. Yeah. Hee-Haw.
Yeah.
Bozo Show for sure, though.
Dude, that clown was creepy, man.
Looking back at it now, if you go watch old episodes or just pictures, you're like, ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Like that clown was terrifying, dude.
Terrifying, dude. You know what? I wanted to be on that show badly. My mom, I know I've told you this story before. She tried to get his tickets to the Bozo Show. This is like early 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s, maybe. 7-year waiting list. 7 years. I'm like, how does he even know Bozo's going to be around in 7 years?
He's pretty busy doing his show and, you know, murdering people in his off time. So
in the sewer.
Yeah.
The sewer,
right? Yeah, exactly. Well, that clown was creepy, man.
God.
Hey, kids, you're dead. Lainey said Nintendo 64. Oh, yeah there you go. There you go. So she's got to be, 30 something?
Yep.
I'd say that, yeah.
Probably mid-30s.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Dude, opening that up Christmas morning when that came out, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was heaven. I was screaming like those kids on, you know, funniest videos.
Brenda said romper room. Do you have any idea what romper room is?
A romper room.
Romper room.
Romper room. It sounds like a bar or something.
The romper room. It was American children's television series. And franchise from 53 to 94. Really?
Wow. Never heard of it.
That's a big gap. I don't know. I don't know if I can guess what your age is.
She could be 80 or 20.
Exactly. Let's see. Mark Van Patten said sea monkeys. You got to be, what, probably about 40-something?
Sea monkeys. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, they were real basically, weren't they just like little tiny... what are they called? The seahorses. Isn't that the sea monkey?
Sea monkey, seahorse. I don't know. I know what monkeys in a barrel are.
Yeah. I know you hate that game, but it's a great game. Jessica said Pogs. All right, you're our age.
Yeah.
Pogs were fantastic. What a great... They need to bring Pogs back. I think you can still buy them, but...
I'm surprised they haven't. Yeah. You know, it's a pretty cool game.
Yeah.
You get to slam things. It's probably too dangerous, man. Yeah. You can't be slamming things anymore.
Take that saw blade slammer to the eye. God.
Yeah, right. That one was the sickest one, too.
You got little Timmy wearing a patch because he took a pog slammer to the face. Ah!
You know what? Timmy's doing well now. He learned. He learned young.
Yeah. You got to wear safety goggles when you're playing pogs. Cody said Jenko jeans. Yeah, he's right around our age, probably. Yeah.
Carrying his history book in his back pocket.
Dude, you didn't need a backpack with Jenko jeans, man. You just put everything in there. Everything in there. Chrissy said tight rolled pants and MC Hammer pants. That was in the 80s, so.
Yeah.
Or early. Well, tight roll, that bled over into the 90s, didn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. I think so.
In there. Joanne said go-go boots. That's very 70s.
Go-go boots. You know what a good one for me would be, or us, I should say? Huh. Hell, you have a pair. Rollerblades.
Oh, God. Those should be popular at any time. It bums me out that rollerblades are not popular still.
Dude, in Florida, I was walking down the street, a couple people hauled ass right by me on some blades. I'm like,
everyone so blading jealous. It up, huh?
God.
Sick.
Yeah, you should have rented a pair. You should have rented a pair and cut it up down in Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.